Luke chapter 19, begin at verse 1. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And that's where we'll stop right there. And that's the first 10 verses of Luke chapter 19. More in that than I'll ever be able to preach out. And you pray for me for just a few minutes. I'd like to preach you what the Lord would have me to, and no more and no less. If we had a thought or a text, it'd be little Zacchaeus. To my knowledge, this is the only place we hear of Zacchaeus in the Bible. And I remember as a child singing the little song. And maybe folks look upon Zacchaeus as somebody who was short. That can be taken another way also. He was the chief of the publicans. And maybe he wasn't thought very well of. But I want you to notice something. It says Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And Jericho is mentioned in the Bible. As a matter of fact, we read over in the Old Testament where Joshua took the children of Israel and crossed Jordan, and they laid stones in the middle of Jordan to show that Israel had passed that way. And they went down to Jericho, and you know the story of Jericho. They marched around it. Why did they have to march around it? Because there was walls there that were really high, and they couldn't get through them. And so they marched, and people talked about them. They cursed them, no doubt. They threw things off the wall at them, did everything they could to discourage them, but they marched on. And because they were willing to march on and do what the Lord wanted them to, the walls fell. Yep. And the children of Israel gave a shout and went in and had victory. So here's Jericho in the New Testament. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And verse 2 says, Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And people might say, well, he'll never get it. The Bible says, Jesus said in one place, it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it was for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But that's not all he said, was it? He said, nevertheless, with God, all things are possible. You may be here today and feel awful little and awful small. You may be here today and feel like you just can't get to the Lord. That the walls have surrounded you and you just can't see above them to see anything. But I'm telling you, if you'll make an effort to get to Jesus, He'll come right where you're at.
Amen.
So we read about Zacchaeus, and he wanted to see Jesus for who he was. I wish that people would really see for who he is.
Amen.
If they knew how much compassion that he had, they'd run to him.
Yeah. If they knew how much mercy and love that he had, they would run to him. They'd do anything it took to get to him. And that's what you'll have to do today. Is that not right? I believe you'll have to do anything you can do to get to him. You'll have to lay aside every weight and the sin that besets you, and you'll have to run to him. You'll have to do everything, and you'll have to want him with all your heart. And when you want Jesus with all that you have in you, you're willing to lay aside everything that you've got, and he means more to you than anything, then you'll have salvation.
Amen.
He wanted to see Jesus for who he was. But he had a problem. He couldn't for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Now remember, and you bear with me for just a minute.
Yes,
I remember being the age of these children right here on the front pews.
Amen.
And I didn't go to Dutch Bottoms. I came to a Bible school a time or two. But I remember Dutch Bottoms was a church that had a pretty good sized number. It wasn't unusual to have maybe 200 on a Sunday morning. And that's great. And that's wonderful. And it would be good if we could see that again. If people knew that there was a good number of people that loved Jesus and worshiped him here at Dutch Bottoms. But listen, folks. If we just got 30 and we see one sinner saved, it'll be worth it all.
Amen.
I would like for Dutch Bottoms to be known as a place where Jesus passes by.
Amen.
It'd be nice if we could be known for a church that has a good sized number that you can't hardly find a seat when you walk through the door. But I'd much rather our little church be known as a place where Jesus passes by.
Amen.
All right. He wanted to see him. So he made his way down to a place where he knew Jesus was going to pass by. Where else would a sinner go?
Right.
But to a place where Jesus was going to pass by.
Amen.
Walls all around him, and he had a problem. He was little of stature. How was he going to see somebody like Jesus? He couldn't see for the press. I read in the Bible one time about a man that was sick of the palsy, and he had friends that loved him, didn't he? And they carried him down to the house where Jesus was at because they knew if they could just get him to Jesus, he'd get the help that he needs.
Yeah.
If you could just get your children, if you could just get your people to Jesus, he's got the help that they need.
Amen.
It will not be easy. Satan will put up every wall he could put up to keep you from getting your people to Jesus. The man that was sick of the palsy, they marched him right down there. He had some good friends that loved him and cared for him. He couldn't help himself. And so they carried him down to the place where Jesus was. But when they were going to get in there where Jesus was at, they couldn't, could they? Because the place was crowded. People were standing there with multiple needs, and they were interested in hearing what Jesus had to say. Be very careful. I wouldn't want to get in the way of someone getting to Jesus.
Right.
I told you it's not going to be easy. And I've not left Zacchaeus. I'm not going to leave him hanging. Don't you worry about it. It won't be easy for you to get your people to Jesus. So when they couldn't take him through the door, they took him. The Bible doesn't say whether they had a ladder or not. I don't know. But they did put the man on the roof of the building. Ladder or no ladder, You try putting a grown man up on the roof of a building. I don't think I could take a single gentleman in this house by myself and get him up there. It'd be just about impossible. But here's a pretty strong fella. Here's a pretty strong fella. There's a pretty strong fella. If you three would help me, we can lift Amen. Up some sinner and get him to Jesus.
Amen.
I might not be able to bear the load by myself. But if we can come together with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
They got him up on the roof. And still had problems, didn't they? There were still some things in the way. They had to take the tiles, the roof tiles off. And then when they got them off, there was another problem. How were they going to get him from the roof down below to where Jesus was? They had to lower him down, didn't they? And I could just see them tying shirts, tying garments together, putting under the man's arms, and gently letting him down. Oh, if we were as concerned about our sinners as we are ourselves, we'd have a house full of people saved.
True.
Zacchaeus had a problem. He was little of stature. How was he going to see Jesus? Well, what did he do, preacher? Did you know we've got a whole generation or two that don't know the Bible?
Amen.
They don't know the Scripture. Verse 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Yes, little Zacchaeus had a problem. He couldn't see Jesus. He knew he was going to come by. He knew he was going to be in that place. But he had a problem. He was little of stature, and he was afraid he wouldn't be able to see him. When all the crowd thronged in, people were shoulder to shoulder, walking right on top of each other. Zacchaeus was such a little fella. How would he ever be able to reach to touch Jesus? How would he ever be able to get a hold of Jesus in his time of need? He was such a little fella, and Jesus was such a mighty person. How would he ever, why would Jesus even notice somebody as little as Zacchaeus? And so he ran. I'm going to thank you, Lord, for this. He ran to the sycamore tree. He didn't take his time. He didn't debate on it. He didn't say, next Thursday I may go down there. He had a problem right then. Don't wait. If you're in trouble, run. Run down where Jesus is going to pass by.
Amen. Amen.
And what did he do? Now think for a minute. The sycamore tree wasn't a sapling, was it? If he'd tried to climb up in that sapling, it'd just give way. It never held him. But you see, everybody else might have overlooked Zacchaeus. But the Lord already knew there'd be a day when Zacchaeus would need to be lifted up. Long before Zacchaeus ever thought of seeing Jesus. I mean, even thought about meeting him. Long before Zacchaeus may have even been thought of, the Lord thought of him.
Yep.
And he planted a tree.
Yeah.
A tree that had deep roots. A tree that had low limbs. A tree that had had leaves that were for protection so that the fowls of the air could lodge in them. A tree where the limbs were low enough that a man that was short of stature could grab a hold of one of those limbs and take his arms and lift his weight and climb up in that tree. He might have been little, but the Lord, long before Zacchaeus was ever thought of, planted a tree. So that whenever the day came and Zacchaeus needed, needed to see the Savior, the tree was there to lift him up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you might not think much of it. And you might say, well, my job is unimportant out to church. But what you do today may strengthen the limb that lifts Zacchaeus up down the road.
Amen.
You may not feel like your contribution is very much, but what you do today may bring strength to the tree so that it can grow and lift up sinners.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
What is that tree, preacher? It's the church.
Amen.
It's the church. And here's our job. Sycamore tree, this is our job. I got to back up a minute. This is our job, sycamore tree, is to be rooted.
Amen.
And grounded.
Yeah.
It's to be steadfast and unmovable.
That's right.
It's to provide protection. He said, and if I be lifted up, who was I?
Jesus.
If I be lifted up. Let me tell you something. You don't need to be at Dutch Bottoms, but I need you. I need Jesus, and I've heard that this is a place where he passes by.
Yeah.
So I need to talk to him every once in a while. Amen. And the only way I can do that is to be in his presence.
Amen.
I've heard preachers pray and just ring the prayer bells of heaven. And I think I'd love to be able to pray like that. I'd love for it. But now listen, folks. You know not what you even ought to pray except the Spirit.
That's right.
Give the utterance. Let me tell you how you pray. He's not in them. Not of a broken heart, and will save such as me of a contrite spirit. Zacchaeus, yes, you're little. Zacchaeus, yes, you're small. Zacchaeus, yes, you're the chief of the publicans, and maybe your neighbors don't like you because you collect taxes and they feel like you're taking their money, and maybe they feel like you've taken a little more than what you should have. They don't care much for you at all, Zacchaeus. That's the bad news. The good news is he'll save such as be of a contrite spirit. The good news for you, Zacchaeus, is today is the day of salvation. Oh, now is the appointed time. Zacchaeus, while you hear his voice, run! Run down to the tree.
Amen.
You see, that tree's important. If that tree wasn't rooted and grounded, if that tree wasn't steadfast and unmovable, I believe over in the New Testament it tells us not to be blown about by every wind of doctrine, doesn't it?
That's right.
I know we have different denominations that believe different things. If you believe differently than I do, I believe we can agree on a wonderful friend called Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's not argue. Let's not debate. Let's count our blessings.
Amen.
And be glad we know a wonderful Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. He ran down to the sycamore tree, and its limbs were just low enough. You see, they're not about to. You pray for me on this, John. There might have been a limb on that sycamore tree that would have withdrawn a little bit from Zacchaeus.
Because after all, he was a tax collector. There might have been a limb on that sycamore tree that didn't want to provide help to Zacchaeus in his time of need. Let me tell you something. We're not in the business of choosing who Jesus decides to save.
Amen.
And I try my best on Sunday. I've got a whole closet full of clothes. The Lord's blessed me. It's so many that when I pull a shirt out, even though Tammy washes them and they look nice and neat whenever she puts them in there, when I pull them out, they're all crammed and crunched in there. And so this shirt that was nice and clean when she puts it in, I pull it out and it comes out wrinkled. And so we have to iron, or we'll take a water bottle and she'll throw it in the dryer to knock the wrinkles out of it so it will look nice. And I go through the closet and I try to find a tie to match the suit that I'm wearing so you won't be ashamed of me for being your pastor.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, Lord.
But if I hadn't slept in a week and I lived on the streets of Newport and I didn't smell all that good, and I hadn't eaten nothing, and I hadn't shaved, I'd still need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you see, the person needs Jesus. You know what they tend to do? They tend to sit way back at the back of the house. They need a reservation. Right up front. As a matter of fact, I think it would be a good idea if you gave them your seat. If they were so welcome at the house of God that you said, here, come and sit where I sit. Because you know what Satan does to those folks in the back? That's also where all the crying babies are. That's also where all the disturbance and the things that happen, and sometimes it's not meant to be that way. People don't intend to be that way, but anything Satan can use to distract you from hearing the gospel, he'll do it. So I believe we need to make room for little Zacchaeus. We need to reserve him a special spot in the tree and lift him up so high that when Jesus passes by, he can't miss him.
Amen.
He climbed up in the tree. The tree, from what I understand, that area over there, I've never been, I'd like to go sometime. It's dry and arid, hot. This is a tree with lots of leaves, lots of shade. So little Zacchaeus don't have to worry about how hot it is. He's under the protection of the tree. Jesus made his way. And as he passed by the tree, who else did he see but a little fella that everybody else ignored? A little fella that the world didn't think much of. A little fella that everybody else looked down on, maybe figuratively, maybe even literally. But Jesus saw him. Friend, Jesus sees you. He sees your trouble. He sees your heartache. He sees your sorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, he just wants to be your friend.
Yes.
He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
I like the song, don't you? There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. I believe I've got a lot of good friends right here at Dutch Models. I believe I could call on about any of you. You do anything you could to help me. But there are things you can't help me with.
Amen.
And so when you can't help, as a matter of fact, I went to my friend here between Sunday school and the worship service, and he did me a favor, and he helped me. But I'm going to tell you, there's things that Willard can't do for me, but I know one who can. Amen. I've got a friend named Jesus. Amen. He sticks closer than a brother. And if I get, thank you, Lord, if I get to the right place, if my heart is broken, if I seek Him and I want Him more than anything, He'll come by and supply my every need. Little Zacchaeus, it's going to be okay because Jesus is passing by. When Jesus got to the place where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and he called him by name. Jesus wasn't like Mike. I might forget your name. I'm the world's worst with names. If it had been me, I'd have said, "Hey, you." But Jesus knew who Zacchaeus was and called him by name. This is important in the story. Why is it important, preacher? The night that I fell under conviction, there were four people in a little white house across the bridge on the edge of Jefferson County. My dad, my mom, my sister, and myself. But in the still of the night, darkness all around, everybody else asleep, the Lord called to one person. Right. He called to me. I didn't hear him through here.
Oh, no.
But he spoke to my heart, and I remember that voice, the fear that fell on me. Oh, and I needed salvation. That was the answer right there. You know what I had to do? I had to come to Him. He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I'm going to make you a promise. If you will make an effort just to step." I've heard people say they believe that they got saved before they ever got to the altar.
That's
because
right.
They just stepped down the aisle. But they went and they prayed, but they believed they got saved before they made it there. I'm going to tell you, if you want to be saved, make an effort. Take a step. Try your best to get to Jesus, and He will save to the uttermost. I was afraid to die. I was afraid of hell. You girls remember that feeling? Oh, but when I prayed, that feeling left me. I've never felt it again. I'm saved. I have been ever since that night.
Amen.
And I've never been afraid of going to hell ever since then.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
You see, He called my name. And you may be here this morning. He's calling your name. And if it is, it won't do you any good for mom or dad or mama or papa or somebody else to go to the altar and pray for you. They will, and they can, but you'll have to seek Jesus for yourself. You have to call on Him for yourself. Zacchaeus, make haste. Hurry. I remember being this kid's age, and the world was much more innocent than it is now.
Yeah.
If you've not been around 17 and 18 year olds, you don't know what the world offers. The filth and the perversion and the confusion and the language. When I was these boys' age, you didn't hear a curse word. And if it was going to be just a mildly offensive word on a TV show, they'd run a disclaimer across through there, and they didn't even put that show on the air till after 9 o'clock. Now you turn the TV on at 9 in the morning, and there it is.
Yeah.
True.
The confusion. Pray for this right here. Y'all deal with young folks, you know about what I'm going to tell you here.
Nothing more.
We got boys that don't know if they're a boy or a girl. We got girls that don't know if they're a boy or a girl. Satan's got them so turned around and so confused. They're not even thinking about dying and going to hell. They're not even thinking about their soul. Because he's got their mind so convoluted and confused till they forgot about the important part. And parents have forgotten about their role in teaching them about the important part.
Amen.
I know it's nice and quiet right now. And you all that are like me and Tammy, and you've got grown kids, once they leave your house, all you can do is pray. But while they're little, God, if he gave you a child, entrusted you to teach that child about salvation. Am I out of the book? Am I preaching it the way it ought to be preached?
Yes, sir. Amen.
If we worried as much about our child making it to heaven as we did about them making it rich, as we did about them making it famous or making a name for themselves, the churches would be full.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Well, preacher, you shouldn't have went there. Okay. You know what we need most in this love? Well, therapy will help. We need a little talk with Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, those people need pray, preacher, and you do too. And I do too. I don't know why. I really don't. I don't know why that the Lord placed me where I'm at, that I get to see those kids and interact with them. But I don't ever try to use that. You know what I try to do? I try to be kind to them.
Amen.
And I try to show them love and compassion and mercy. You see, the world is so convoluted and mixed up that they don't see that much anymore. I'm going to give you a little more.
Bless you, Lord.
Preacher, you need this hush right now.
Help me, Lord.
I'm afraid us men has dropped the ball on that. A lot of these kids that are in that situation, you look around and there's no father figure to be found.
Yeah.
Our role is to work and that's it. No. You are to provide. A man that won't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. Amen?
Amen.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
There's more to it than just working and providing. You need to love your family. Love your boys. Love your girls. Call their, I believe the Lord's going to help me on this. Call their name out to the Lord. And let them hear you pray for them. It's not a shame to be heard praying. It's a shame that you've not already been heard. One of the greatest compliments somebody can give you is to say, I heard you pray.
Amen.
Zacchaeus, the tree has lifted you up. Is that all it could do? It provided protection and shade for you. It's grown, it's been steadfast, its roots are deeply grounded. It's not going to be swayed by every wind of doctrine. It's there for you in your time of need. So I'm going to pass by. And Zacchaeus, I want you to make haste. Run and come down from the tree. For today, I like this part. For today, I must abide at your house. I believe. You can believe what you want to believe. I believe if a sinner approaches the throne of grace with a broken heart and they want salvation more than anything, it is impossible for Jesus to turn them away.
Amen.
Today, I must
I'm so glad he didn't say no. He had every right to, Bobby. He knew how sorry I'd be. But he loved me. And he saved me through his mercy and his grace. By grace through faith, you're saved. And not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable. You know why I've been preaching all these years? I've been trying all these years to tell about the wonderful gift that I got when I was 8 years old. The gift that brings me joy and peace and happiness. And all I want to do is to help some Zacchaeus lift him up so that he can see Jesus as he passes by and he can give the same wonderful gift that I got.
Amen.
Yes, that's good. Now, let me finish. I heard this mentioned. I believe Marty mentioned it in Sunday school. Maybe it's been mentioned in the last two or three services we've had about a change happening. And for a man to change his ways, he's got to be changed on the inside first.
Amen.
So let's take a look and see if Zacchaeus got the real thing. He was a publican, a tax collector. But he stood. And he said, he said, behold, half my goods I give to the poor. You see, what he had in life didn't matter anymore. It's what he was going to have after life.
That's right.
Behold, half my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man, I told you, this could be interpreted other ways. People might have thought very little of Zacchaeus for his occupation. And I'm sure maybe sometimes you guys get that. I'm glad you're willing to do the jobs that you do. But I'm sure there are people that have said some pretty ugly things, some pretty unkind words, in you doing the job that you do. It's all right. You just keep on lifting up Jesus.
Yeah.
That's all right. Somebody's going to see Jesus in your life, but that's all that matters. Oh, they might have thought very little of Zacchaeus for the job that he had. Maybe even didn't like him, perhaps even hated him. But let me show you some evidence that he had met Jesus. He said, half my goods, I'll just give them away. I don't care about them anymore. I've got something better. Half my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man falsely, I'll restore unto him fourfold.
Amen.
I'll give him back four times. He thinks even what I maybe took from him, I'll restore unto that. You see, when Jesus comes in, a real change takes place.
Amen.
I don't come first anymore. Do you hear that? I don't matter. Where's the Bible in that, preacher? What did John the Baptist say? He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. You see, it's not about me, and it's not about you. It's all about Jesus. You see, Zacchaeus went from representing the government, representing himself, to representing the Savior.
Amen.
Who are you here on behalf of? Who are you here to represent? You here to represent yourself? You here to represent your employer? You here to represent your name, your family name? Or are you here to represent Jesus?
Amen.
Little Zacchaeus. Now, I don't know. And I told you when I first started, this is the only place in the Bible where we hear Zacchaeus mentioned. But I can see him out there fertilizing around the base of the tree. I can see him out there maybe pruning the limbs that were too light to carry a person's weight. Taking care of the tree. You see, I would dare say that's not the only time that Zacchaeus ever went to the tree. Where'd that come from, preacher? Failing not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The tree lifted him up. In his time of need, it was a special place to him. The church lifted me up.
Yeah.
In my time of need, it's a special place to me. Two Sunday nights ago, we had some singers. They sang in a lot of different places. Their name is Glory Bound, but they could go by the Dutch Bottom Singers, because this is a special place to them.
Amen.
It's a place where they were lifted up in their time of need, where a place where Jesus passed by, at a place where Jesus saved.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You see, it's a special place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Some call it Bethel. I believe Jacob went back to Bethel, didn't he? Sis, I've heard you talk about going back to your Bethel.
Amen.
The place where Jesus
Amen.
Passed by.
Amen.
The place where Jesus
yes.
called your name.
Amen.
The place where Jesus
Amen.
Met you
Amen.
And made a difference in your life.
Amen.
Thanks be to God for the old sycamore tree.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that it lifted you up in your time of need, little Zacchaeus? Aren't you glad the world might have thought, I was a little ignorant 8-year-old boy. My family poor as dirt. Dad worked at Rides and they never made anybody up there. We had one old car and it was always used. And he was always having to fix and work on it. I didn't know what McDonald's was, boys, till I was about 16 and able to go and buy a hamburger for myself. I didn't know what Nike tennis shoes was because I had to borrow the pick and pays. I was a nothing and a nobody. Just a little boy. So see, I'm thankful for the tree. I'm thankful for the church that cared enough for me and lifted me up.
Yes.
And made sure that I could see Jesus
Amen.
When he passed by.
Amen.
You see, this little sweetheart right here, she could look right here at me. Mama and Papa could stand in front of her shoulder to shoulder, and she couldn't tell you for the life of her what's sitting on that table right back there at the back.
Mm-hmm.
But if Mama and Papa lifts her up, she could see the flowers sitting back there at the back. She could see the lily of the valley.
Amen.
She could see the bright morning star.
Amen.
Oh, she could see the one, the friend that sticketh close to the brother, the mighty counselor, the prince of peace. You know what we need to do, John? I appreciate what you did this morning. We need to lift our sinners up and call their name out to the Lord.
Amen.
Education's wonderful. Get all of it you can get. Work. If you want to eat, work. That sounds simple, but I'm afraid we got some folks that don't understand that. But above all that, you need to be saved. You need to know Jesus. Wednesday night, the Lord helped me for a few minutes to preach on hell.
Yeah.
And if you don't know Jesus, you're going there.
Amen.
That's why we're having church, to lift you up so you can see Jesus as he passes by, so you won't have to go to hell. And I've got news for you, and I'll be done in about 2 minutes. It don't matter what your name is. You die without Jesus, you're going to burn in hell.
Amen.
It don't matter who your folks are. Marty and Juanita's been blessed with a huge family. From two children, they have about 7 or 8 grandchildren, something like that, I guess.
There's about 23 of them solid together.
23 out of a marriage that took place in about 1960-something. 23. But there's not a single boy or a single girl in all those 23 people that will go to heaven because Marty and Juanita are members at Dutch Bottoms. Every one of those 23, Marty, I hope I'm not saying anything that's offensive to you all, but every one of those 23 will have to know Jesus as their Savior.
Amen.
If they go to heaven.
Right.
And you will too.
Right.
You see, it don't matter who we're related to. It don't matter how good they are. All that matters is whether or not you're saved.
That's right.
You believe there is a Jesus, don't you?
Amen.
Do you? Boys and girls?
Yes.
Well, let's preach to the young folks. Boys and girls, do you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
You believe there's a Jesus?
Yes.
Do you believe what Jesus said? He said you must be born again.
Amen.
That means you must be saved. There is no other way for you to go to heaven than to ask Jesus to save your soul. I'm going to make a confession, then I'll hush. When I first came here, I knew y'all really put a lot of emphasis on Bible school. But I didn't realize how much that you put on it until the first one that I was here. It was right before you elected me, if I'm not mistaken. It was like a revival. And I believe everybody at this church, when Bible school rolls around, they pour their heart out and pray. Our teachers just want to do just the part that Jesus wants them to, and no more. And although you may not be a teacher, maybe you do your best to provide and make it a pleasant experience so the kids will want to come. Be a part of it. And you pray all week just believing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You pray all week just believing that when it comes time, these boys and girls will trust Jesus. I hope you've learned something too. I believe Jesus can save during Bible school.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe kids get the real thing. Amen?
Amen.
I believe they can be saved on the third Sunday of October.
Amen.
I believe they can be saved December or February or April or September the 10th.
Yes.
Amen. You see, it's not which special service it is. It's not what time of the year it is. It depends on whether or not you want to be saved.
Amen.
And if you want to be saved, there's not enough devils in hell to keep you from being saved.
That's right. Amen.
And until you are, we're going to keep doing our best to lift you up.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to do all we can do. Boys, I appreciate you. We're going to do all we can do to lift you up, to provide a place that's steadfast, to provide a place that's unmovable, to provide a place where you can hear the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
to provide a place where it makes it really hard for you to tell Jesus no.
Amen.
You may not think it, but when you have good spiritual singing, it makes it hard on a sinner to sit still. We need all the Spirit and the power of God that we can give, because sinners are slipping right off. And one name that was called on this altar this morning may have already left this world today. You don't know. But I'm telling you, while there's air in their lungs and their heart is beating, our job is to lift them up.
Amen.
So that they can see Jesus.
Amen.
Because they're little. Mr. Fox was 90. But you know what he was? He was just a little sinner that needed to see Jesus. And thank God he got to see him.
Amen.
On this earth and on the other side.
Amen.
Little Zacchaeus. Little Zacchaeus needs little you.
Amen.
You may not feel like you can do much, but you can lift little Zacchaeus up.
Yep.
And he can see Jesus. And he can go down to his house.